Just these hypocrites just need to shut up. And the same thing about the Florida school shooting thing. Do you realize that what they're doing with this is just trying to make it where our Second Amendment rights are taken away?
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing. Every time one of these school shootings happens, they do the same thing all over the news. We need to take away all the guns. We need to make stricter gun laws. We have super strict gun laws. It's not stopping it. How about you just put these weirdos to death, and maybe people will be a little more scared about doing it. But they know that they're going to get away with it. The cops are not going to shoot them. How is it the cops never shoot and kill these people? It happens sometimes, but most of the time they end up taking them alive. How? They got all this ammo. Shoot these guys while you got the chance. They're guilty. You can see they're shooting people. If it's even real half the time, who knows? But, you know, here's my stance on guns. Okay? And don't take this the wrong way. But my stance on guns is this. If the government comes and kicks my door down and says, give me your guns, I'm going to go, here you go. I am. Amen. Do you think I'm going to get into a gun battle with the police and the army over my gun rights? I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not. Did Jesus say, die for your guns?
Nope.
Come follow after me and die for your, you know, your assault rifle. I shouldn't even call it an assault rifle because that's such a, your AR-15. Look, I love my AR-15. But not more than I love Jesus. So do you think I'm going to die on that hill? You know, the Second Amendment rights, they're going to be taken away at some point. You can see it right now. It's already starting when that dyke from that school gets up and makes her big speech. Look, they're pushing hard for it. It's not going to be long. They're going to take them away. And what are you going to die for? You won't die for Jesus, but you'll die for your Second Amendment rights? It's pretty interesting. I'd die for my wife. I'd die for Jesus. I'd die for my kids. I'd die for you guys, but I'm not going to die for my gun. Here, take this one. I'll go get another one on the black market later. I mean, really, think about it. Are you going to make your last stand at the Alamo at your house? You're going to die. And what'd you die for? It's like going to jail for your taxes that you think you shouldn't have to pay taxes or whatever. Look, I'm not dying on that hill, and I'm not dying on the hill of the Second Amendment. Okay? So they're going to take them away eventually anyway. Look, the United States rules the world. Everybody knows that. We have military bases in all these different countries, and we're not going to stop them from taking us over. Yeah. It's just not going to happen. So we just need to fight now spiritually. And if they take away your AR-15, go get another one later. Don't die for it. That's stupid.
Amen.
I don't know. Maybe I'm weak. Maybe I'm liberal. Brother Aaron, you're liberal. You're letting them take your guns away. No, I'm smart. Because I'd rather die for Jesus than some gun on my shelf.
Good.